This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across America, as well as our friends down there in the Caribbean listening to us on AM 1000. Hello to everybody down there and on those cruise ships, too, and also around the world at the speed of the Internet. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. Thank you so very, very much for standing on that wall, especially over the Christmas and New Year holidays. Now, to all those people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers trying to get that last-minute mail delivered and even the late-minute mail delivered, because there'll be some packages, believe it or not, that may get delivered on Christmas Day. That happens every year. And to the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And joining us right now, we've got the Santa's helper out there in California, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And have you seen Santa lately?
I understand he's very busy, and I have not.
But he's been practicing touch and goes down here in Florida. There's been reports of him landed on the beach and taken off real quick, so I don't know. But anyway, let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And at this time of the year, Jesus is the reason for the season. We remind you of that. Well, Kyle, it's been a busy news weekend. I'm going to start with something that all my listeners in South Carolina, pay attention, because you need to do something about this individual. A South Carolina state representative by the name of Mandy Powers Norell, a Democrat, was the one that started that whole debacle with the Army-Navy hand racist scandal. Remember that, Kyle?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she's the one that started it. She's the one that was wrong. She's the one that's been disproved as being not knowing what she was talking about. She's not apologized, nor has she said one word. And people of South Carolina, you need to put the pressure on this woman, Mandy Powers Norell, the Democrat state representative. And remember her in November.
That's right. And, Captain, yeah, she is ignoring any calls right now, from what we understand, to just up and apologize for trying to, you know, or for literally sort of, you know, lighting this firestorm of, you know, were the Army-Navy cadets doing some sort of racist hand signals. Well, a simple review of the matter showed that what they were doing has something to do with something that cadets and midshipmen play at the academy called the circle game. It has nothing to do with white supremacy. This sort of attempt at gaslighting some kind of this.
Well, whatever.
Kind of racist issue.
Whatever, but it's all things ridiculous. So Mandy Powers Norell, folks in South Carolina, you need to vote her out of office. Number one, she's a Democrat. And number two, you need to call her to task and say, listen, you need to apologize. And if you don't want to apologize, you're done. All right. The second thing I want to talk about is a 69-car pileup on I-64 in York County, Virginia, the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel out there. I've been on that road. I can't tell you how many times. And it's interesting enough in the dark, okay? But imagine pea soup fog and a freezing drizzle that caused a chain reaction accident in a construction area where they were widening the bridge, making it wider. And 69 vehicles, 35 people hurt, many of them very critical.
That's right. We don't know the exact number of those people who have critical injuries, but there were no immediate reports of fatalities, which is a good news, obviously. But when those chain reactions occur, you're going to see all kinds of different injuries.
And then, folks, I got to remind you, please, it's wintertime. I know some of you operate electric heaters, but Las Vegas, Nevada, 6 people killed, 13 people injured in a Las Vegas apartment building that had no heat. So these apartments had these little electric heaters in them. Now, this is extremely dangerous, folks. You cannot leave these things unattended. You've got to pay attention. You can't just run out to the store and you got a cat or a dog inside and you go, well, if I'm going to go get my milk and come right back. You can't do it. You can't do it because you can't trust these heaters. And if they tip over, most of them, the newer ones will shut off. The older ones won't. And now you got a problem, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right. And, Captain, this fire, this particular fire, they're out there. They're looking around for code violations. Now, we understand that, of course, there was no heat in the building. People were also using their stoves.
Well, that's even worse.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially if they're gas.
Especially if they're gas stoves. And this could be, turn out to be, again, they're looking at this, but it could be the deadliest fire since 1980. 87 people died at the MGM Grand.
And finally, folks, just when you thought it was safe to go back to Chicago and Baltimore, 13 people killed, many more wounded in Chicago, 7 people killed, many more wounded in Baltimore, the Democratic blue-run cities just ain't cutting it.
Unfortunately, no, and people are paying the price with their lives. Yeah.
And people need to understand it's not going to stop until you get some law and order folks in there. Not people that are going, oh, they just don't understand. They just need to have some food. They just need to have some groceries. No, get with the program and understand what's going on. There's a gang culture there. We need to get rid of it. Okay, Kyle, hold on. Folks, when we come back, we're going to come back, and we got lots more to talk about, including there's a little fat man over there in Korea going to launch a missile. Well, we'll know soon, won't we? The Christmas surprise. At Catwoman and Road Dog, I'm glad you're on the way home. Merry Christmas. We'll be back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun? Rolling.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, wishing all of you a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from everyone at the Captain's America Third Watch. And now here's your host, Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy Kyle Warren, who's waiting for me to come back to him. But I got to tell everybody, this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, of course, everybody at Relief Factor is wishing you all a Merry Christmas, too. And they're wishing you a Merry Get Out of Pain Christmas. Because if you're struggling with nagging pain, let me tell you about Relief Factor. And I'll just tell you my personal story. 3 years, 9 months, I've been taking Relief Factory. Relief Factor, listen to me. And I have arthritis. And with the arthritis that I have, I don't need to explain to anybody how painful that can be. And my pain level at one time was 7 to 8, pretty much half the time, daytime, nighttime, hard to sleep, the whole nine yards, you know what that's about. So I started to take Relief Factor after I got rid of Mobic and Flexeril, which was giving me some side effects. Those were medications that the doctors had me on, and it was starting to make me dizzy and tired when I shouldn't have been tired. So it works. In about 2 weeks of time, on a 3-week quick start, it worked for me. Period. There you go. Now, if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, leg pain, muscles, aches, pain of any kind, let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away, because it's helped so many people. My people at Relief Factor tell me that 80% of the people that get on the $19.95 3-week quick start, that's all it costs, $19.95 to get started, plus shipping and handling to get it to you in a day or two, guess what? 80% stay on it, and they're still on it. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Get on the 1995 3-week quick start. After all you got to lose is pain, and that can be your Christmas treat to yourself or anyone you know that's suffering from nagging pain. Relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics, and Kyle Maria from Germany's chiming in. We want to say howdy, howdy to her. Catwoman and Road Dog chimed in, and Eric just said something here. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet, but it is what it is, and good morning to Eric. Now, Kyle, the little fat guy over in Korea is getting ready for a Christmas surprise, which we don't know if it's going to be a long-range missile, short-range missile, what it's going to be, but we believe it will be. And it could be a nuclear test, but then again, who knows, right?
Well, that's right, and we just have to wait and see, obviously. But, of course, we do know that the North Korea has been continuing to try to improve their missile capability and improve their nuclear capabilities as well. And so one would wonder, of course, because after all of those times talking with President Trump, one would think that he'd want to move forward in a positive way, but there's a lot of things going on, I think, behind the scenes in North Korea. And also, you know, you have the idea, of course, that the North Korean government and Kim Jong-un in particular doesn't like the idea of any kind of joint exercises with South Korea, and this is their form of saber-rattling, I think.
Well, here's the problem, and Eric is pointing out something to me, some information that he got from a forward deployment Marine. He said that there are numerous Marine assets and Navy assets around the peninsula and in the South China Sea. So they're there to see what's going to happen next with North Korea.
Well, I don't doubt it, because obviously the very hint that something big could be coming or something to try to grab attention, we have to be prepared for, because when these missiles go up, of course, it's a direct threat to our allies, especially Japan there in the region, and so unfortunately, even over Christmas time, the world doesn't stop throwing curveballs at us.
Now, Rashida Tlaib, who I like to call Muqtada Tlaib in respect for the bad guy over there in Iraq, you know who I'm talking about?
Russo, yeah.
Rashida Tlaib. But anyway, she had something detrimental to say. And by the way, happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish friends out there tonight. They are starting to celebrate their high holy days, and happy Hanukkah to them. And Rashida Tlaib wished them a happy Hanukkah in a very strange way. What was that way, Kyle?
Well, she used a particular term, and the term was Palestine with an F.
Yeah, and we know what that means, don't we?
Right. Well, from what I can find out about that usage of that term, it's talking about, you know, the large area that would include Israel, by the way, and would go back to even, say, pre-biblical, quote-unquote, days. And it's sort of a slap in the face to modern-day Israel, which is being shown or seen to be or said to be some kind of occupier,
well,
this kind of thing.
Let me clean that up a little bit. It's their false claim to being the rightful recipients, if you will, owners of the Palestine area, which was not theirs to begin with. They weren't even from that area.
Well, right. Yeah, it's hard to find that in history, in the sense of,
well, you can't.
When this modern day usage of those.
You can't. I challenge anyone to go take a look at any type of history, biblical history, anything you want. You can't find that, but you can find the Palestinians were over in, oh gosh, Jordan.
In Jordan, exactly right. And, of course, back in 1948 when the United Nations, that was the United Nations back then, hard to believe, carved out Israel as a homeland, of course,
yeah,
for Jews returning into the area. And this was on the heels of the Holocaust and so forth. And in this relatively short period of time, we've seen this whole sort of view of Israel morph into the idea that Israel is an aggressor or they're occupiers, et cetera. And what she's doing is she's fanning the flames, in my opinion, of this kind of discord. It's a bad thing.
So what is Nancy Pelosi doing? A lot of people in the audience want to know from you, what type of tactic is she employing right now by sitting on these articles of impeachment, which, oh, by the way, we hear that she may release now to the likes of Jerry Nadler, Adam Schiff, and there was one other person, Hakeem Jeffries would be the presenters in the House of Representatives, or in the Senate. And by the way, Charlie Schumer is now trying to change the rules of the Senate by saying, oh, well, these Ukraine ad emails that we just found are proof that the White House witnesses need to testify. Well, Charlie, the Senate does not change or make or add rules or witnesses to anything. You have to operate on what the House of Representatives sent you.
Right. Well, I mean, in the most basic sense, the senators would be acting as a jury for the evidence presented by the House.
And that evidence cannot be altered, cannot change, cannot be added to, nothing by the Senate, because it all had to be done in the House.
Well, right. And if it was some sort of airtight, you know, open and shut case, it should be pretty simple, but it's obviously not, because it's so flimsy, it's so ridiculous, and so that's why I think Schumer is trying to pad it up or try to find...
No, he's
something.
Trying to lie and get the people to think that what he's saying is true when it's not.
That's what he's doing. Well, exactly, because they know that if they can create a story, which is what the Russia hoax was, that was creating a story, now the impeachment thing, that's creating a story, and now trying to augment, shall we say, the impeachment proceedings themselves, well, that's a story as well. And so they're playing to public opinion, and they may simply be looking at, you know, how do we continue to damage Trump for the election, which is actually having the opposite.
And by the way, there is a story here on Newsmax that, according to John Bolton, President Trump is only bluffing on stopping North Korea with having all these military assets in the area.
Well, I guess North Korea would find that out pretty quick, depending on what their actions are. You know, and the president has to be responsible too, no matter who the president is. They have to put assets into a region where they know there could be trouble, and they have to be able to communicate that, you know, if you do A, then B will follow, that kind of thing.
And by the way, the final thing about Pelosi, the White House says that they're extremely confident that Nancy Pelosi will cave in on the impeachment delay and stop doing that when she realizes that technically she could be held she could be charged with obstruction of the Senate.
Possibly. The Senate may be able as well to take up the articles, because they're sort of in the public.
They're public.
Domain.
They don't need the articles. As long as they're public, they don't need them.
Well, right. Mm-hmm. But again, and I would just bring this back up too, because, you know, I almost want to get a counter started, Captain, with the how many days is it of the quote unquote emergency impeachment that we're not, you know, treating as an emergency.
It was an emergency because, my God, these things were going to happen. And now look, here's President Trump. I can just hear him today when they come. Comments made. Oh, look, he's got carriers. He's got the troops off the coast of Korea. Oh, look, there's going to be war. Oh, look. Yeah, okay. Hold that thought, folks. When we come back, I'll tell you can't make this stuff up. These people are nuts. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the evangelical letters and what they're going to do and what they have done about Christianity today.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. is watching North Korea for signs of a possible missile launch or nuclear test in the coming days that officials are referring to as a Christmas present. It would be a major blow to one of the Trump administration's major foreign policy initiatives, the drive to get North Korea back to negotiations to eliminate its nuclear weapons and missiles. The final holiday shopping push is in full swing. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger says Saturday was a particularly busy day.
Best sectors were clearly discount department stores and off-price retailers. So discount department stores led by Walmart and Target, off-price led by Burlington, TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Ross stores.
Experts say what's come to be known as Super Saturday is expected to bring in billions more than Black Friday. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
This is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, wishing all of you a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from everyone at the Captain's America Third Watch. And now here's your host, Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer Man, who's waiting on my telephone. I like that, and that's when I'm going to play the rest of the show so everybody can hear Kyle's wishes from us. And we are wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday, whatever it is that you celebrate on this very festive season. Remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. But this part of the program is brought to you by Geico Insurance. Now, Geico Insurance is also part of a tradition. They've been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. And I love what they do for me. They save me more money again this year. Got the policy and got the deduction that I get for safe driving and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff, and I love it. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico.com is the website where you go, because you type in your zip code. When you go there, you find out who your local Geico agent is, where you your offices, or you can get everything done right there on the internet if you want a quote or any questions you have. And I'll tell you what, you won't be sorry. Now, Geico offers you coverage for your car, the truck that you drive, also for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, your Ski-Doo, your Sea-Doo, and they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too through your Geico Insurance Agency. So go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And Kyle, you know, got to mention that the U.S. Trump administration is going to take the border wall dispute over the money that this one court said the president can't use for the wall. And I believe they're going to take this challenge to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah, that's what we understand. And, of course, the White House lawyers would say that, you know, you can dip into these funds in times of emergency or declaring an act.
Well, this was $400 million worth of funds.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And this is going to build a lot of wall. And naturally, you want to keep going on this because the key to keeping the bad guys out of this country is to make it harder for them to get in.
Well, that's certainly correct, and especially in certain strategic areas, especially, you know, the idea that walls don't work is
well, let me stop
silly.
For a second. They had a video somewhere showing somebody climbing over this new wall, how easy it was to climb over the new wall and get to the other side. Did you know that was staged, and on the other side of the wall, they had a forklift up in the air to where they had the person lifted up in the air, so they didn't show him trying to climb up the wall, but they showed him coming down the other side with a rope that he had to slide down the other side. That's how stupid they think we are, because they showed something that isn't going to happen.
Well, right. That's like propaganda, basically.
And
yeah.
Here's the deal. There's so many cameras and so many electronic devices along the wall. They're going to be watching and flying drones over and all that sort of stuff. And it's not going to be that easy to do what they showed this one person was doing when they found out that the whole thing was staged.
Well, exactly right. And so, again, the idea that walls don't work is a silly kind of a thing, because we encounter walls in so many different aspects of our society. It's not about being a racist or doing all these things that people are decrying, but it is literally in many of the strategic areas. It's about stopping not only just illegal immigration, but it's about stopping human trafficking, making it harder to do that, and hopefully saving people in the process.
Now, we need to address the Christianity Today editorial. That's the magazine that was founded by Billy Graham, but it's turned left over the last couple of 3 years, and it's become very liberal, and it's not at all, as a matter of fact, it's become a never-Trumper, loud and clear, has been for quite a while. And as the political clamor caused by the top Christian magazine's call to remove President Donald Trump from office continues to reverberate, over 200 conservative evangelicals led by Paula White and Reverend Jerry Falwell Jr. and others closed ranks further around President Trump in a letter to the president of the Christianity Today magazine, chastising the editorial, a very biased editorial.
Well, that's right, and they say, and I quote, your editorial offensively questioned the spiritual integrity and Christian witness of tens of millions of believers who take seriously their civil and moral obligations. And so what they're basically saying, from what I can tell, is that, you know, hey, if you're going to vote for Donald Trump, you can't call yourself a Christian, basically, or this, you know, he's so totally out of step. But here's the thing, I think you've got a lot of people, Captain, who understand very clearly that Donald Trump is, number one, going to appoint Supreme Court justices who are constitutionalists, that in and of itself typically generally lines up with the value system of most evangelical Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And if you vote, in fact, I heard tell of a person who I know is a very committed Christian, mm-hmm. but they made the comment that they weren't sure if they were going to vote for Joe Biden or not.
Mm-hmm.
But see, here's the approach, though. But we know that Joe Biden will appoint Supreme Court justices and others who are not going to generally follow the value
right.
system. Right.
Right. great. Now, something else we need to talk about here is Kentucky's governor, who is now Kentucky, of course, has got a Democratic governor, but they've got a very Republican state. And you folks in Kentucky, and we've got affiliates there, and I've heard from you, so I know you're not happy about this, but the Kentucky governor has asked for more refugees to settle there.
Yeah, this is quite interesting.
And I know the good people from Kentucky that contacted me about this situation are not happy.
Well, no, because there doesn't seem to be any other rhyme or reason to it. You know, generally speaking, you know, people do immigrate to the United States, and many times, you know, different communities they want people to come and live there and start a business or come and work or these kinds of things. But the political aspect of this, it just seems kind of self-serving. It's mm-hmm. almost like
yeah.
a virtue signal.
And now the GOP governors are having to grapple with whether or not to accept refugees or not, because even though they're not required to, actually no state is required to, they don't have to take them. The government's not going to order them to go there. Some of the GOP governors are their people in their state are saying, hey, wait, you know, maybe we ought to take some of these people, like namely the Democrats are saying, you know, let's take some of these people. But then again, these people get three hots and a cot thanks to the government, because you think the people that are going to Kentucky are going there with jobs? No.
Well, right.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
And you think the coal miners want to give up their jobs to the refugees? No.
No, they'll be able to undercut and things like that. Exactly. But again, that's what I'm saying. It sounds much more like a virtue signaling type of thing than it is an actual practical policy that would benefit either the community or the immigrants.
Now, Elizabeth Warren was back in Oklahoma over the weekend, returning to the state where she was born, and she met with the tribal leaders of the Indian tribe that she claimed to be a part of. I haven't heard any results of what was there, but I do know the Indians have said she's not one of us.
Well, right. I mean,
I do know that.
Well, you know, can you imagine if Elizabeth Warren were a Republican and had made this claim for years and years, you know, and then suddenly it was shown to be a total farce? She would have been laughed out of the political scene, but for some reason, because she's a Democrat, evidently she can sort of continue with this and try to patch it up a little bit. But I hear what you're saying, Captain. Mm-hmm. I think the Indian tribes themselves don't accept her.
And one of the final things I want to talk about here is, before we run out of time, because we're getting close to the end of time here, is Christmas. Now, Christmas shows the generational divide on religion. One of the things that we always did as a family when I was growing up on Christmas Eve is we went to church.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
we had a candlelight service, and everybody went there. You held candles. You sang Christmas carols. You did all kinds of stuff. Okay, nowadays you don't see that as much.
You don't, and that's because you have some cultural differences.
We have a generational divide.
Yeah, it's mostly millennials. Mm-hmm. Are going to not be going to typical religious services or typical religious or Christian Christmas-type services.
Right, and I'm not saying that everybody has to just run off to church on Christmas Eve and say, hey, I went to church. No, think about what you're talking about. Jesus is the reason for the season. You celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ our Lord. And guess what? We all do that. We all do that. It doesn't matter what your religion is. We all do that. But the fact of the matter is, okay, we do it in different ways. And to just say, I'm not going to go, or I'm going to go play eight balls, or I'm going bowling, or whatever the deal is, maybe they ought to just kind of think about, you know, God and country again and how our roots got started to begin with. Okay, tell everybody how they can hear your show, and you and I will talk again live on Friday.
Sounds good, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Kyle, and your family and all your friends. All right, folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we take a look at the highways and byways. And we've got a long-range report here because we got a storm going up the East Coast. Got one or two coming from the West. Holy smokes.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222. With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit gcnlife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Well, you've all heard the story about Rudolph and his nose, but I'll tell you a Christmas tale that never has been told. Well, you may think you've heard it all, but you ain't heard nothing yet about that crazy Christmas that the North Pole can't forget. Rudolph was under the weather. He had to call in sick. So he got on the horn to his cousin Leroy, who lived out in the sticks. He said, Santa's really counting on me, and I hate to pass the buck. Leroy said, hey, I'm on my way, and he jumped in his pickup truck. When Leroy got to the North Pole, all the reindeer snickered and laughed. They'd never seen a deer in overalls and a John Deere tractor hat. But Santa stepped in and said, just calm down, cause we've all got a job to do. And like it or not, Leroy's in charge, and he's gonna be leading you. And then Leroy, the redneck reindeer, looked to the front of the sleigh, delivering toys to all the good old boys and girls along the way. We're just a down home party animal, just swimming across the sky.
Alrighty, Leroy the Redneck Reindeer, and I'll tell you what, that's Joe Dippy. That's one that I had to dig up out of the archives, and I'll tell you what, that's worth the price of admission free. And if you want to play that at a Christmas party this weekend, or this or coming up this Christmas, Joe Dippy, Leroy the Redneck Reindeer, it is funny. And there's a video with it, too, by the way. All right, and I'll get back to that in a minute, because I'm going to play the rest of that right after I get done with this abbreviated Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J. By the way, Catwoman and Raw Dog were up there in Illinois at a Pilot, filling up to go to Lafayette and then head on home. Now, heavy rainfall and flooding right now going on in the southeast. It's going to be continued unsettled weather conditions out there on the west coast for the next several days, two or three days anyway, with snow in the higher elevations of both Oregon, California, Nevada, and possibly even Washington State. Now, we'll get to all that in just a second, because heavy rainfall will continue over much of the southeast. Florida's pretty well inundated tonight. We've had a lot of rain come through. We've had some severe weather down in South Florida. I'll get to that in a minute, too. Especially coastal Georgia and South Carolina through Monday with the risk of flooding. Now, a few severe thunderstorms affected South Florida. There's actually still a tornado watch at this hour down there around Miami, down towards Homestead, and down into the Keys, actually, down into Marathon and down a little bit further into the Keys. A tornado watch, but they've had some severe storms come on board. They've also got some flood watches and high surf warnings, not only along the Gulf Coast, but along the Atlantic Ocean, as this system is going to move up through the day, because by tonight it'll be gone and out of Florida and up into the Carolinas, South Carolina and North Carolina, and on up into probably Virginia as it continues to move up the East Coast. Now, this could be interesting as we approach Christmas time up the East Coast, depending on what happens with temperatures and whatnot. Elsewhere, periods of rain and heavy mountain snow will persist from California northward all the way to Washington State over the next several days. Mild weather will prevail from the Midwest to the Northeast up along routes I-80, I-70, I-90, I-94, up and down 87 in New York State and 75 to the Canadian border through Michigan, as well as 35 up through Minnesota, 29 up through the Dakotas, and there you have it. And by the way, that also includes up into New England. Things are looking pretty good up there. Now, it's going to be a little foggy towards the Midwest because of the cold versus the warm and all that sort of stuff, especially in parts of Kansas and in parts of Oklahoma and parts of Texas. You'll have some fog over there for the next couple of mornings, possibly even during the nights, and that fog may even persist again over here along the Gulf Coast and possibly up the East Coast as this storm continues to move along. Now, keep in mind, When we talk about snow, we're talking about snow in the mountains of Nevada, some mountains of California, the mountains of Oregon, the central part of Oregon Mountains, possibly east of east, including Snoqualmie, over towards Idaho and up into Montana, where there's some unsettled weather conditions tonight up in the central part of Montana, and also possibly in the mountains of Colorado, west of I-25, going over towards Utah. All of that, the next day or two or three, could become a problem for folks. So keep your eyes on the weather there as you take a look at things. Now, let's get back, because I got about two more minutes to play here. Let me get back to old Leroy, the redneck reindeer.
Before that night was over, Leroy had changed their tune. He had them scooting a hoof on every single roof by the light of a neon moon. Saddle wrapped his bag with a Dixie flag. He was having the time of his life. And you can hear him call, Merry Christmas, y'all, and to all of y'all a good night. And it was Leroy, the redneck reindeer, looked through the front of the sleigh, delivering toys to all the good old boys and girls along the way. With just a down home party animal, he's stepping across the sky. He makes jingle bells with the rebel yell and made history that night.
Leroy the Redneck Reindeer. I'm telling you, that's worth the price of admission, and it's free. Leroy the Redneck Reindeer. And by the way, I got that up on my Facebook page if you want to go over there and play it for one of your Christmas parties or holiday parties, because I'm telling you, it's downright hilarious, and there's a video that comes with it that's even funnier. It's like a little cartoon with Leroy the Redneck Reindeer. All right. I want to remind everybody that coming up Tuesday, of this week, I will still be at the Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, for Have Lunch with the Captain. And then, Saturday of this week, I will be down in Sarasota on the 28th for the Two Guys Gun Show. I'll be there with the lovely Susie Q. We'll be there from 9 a.m. in the morning until 3 p.m. in the afternoon. The gun show runs on Saturday from 9 to 5. It runs on Sunday from 9 to 5. And we'd like to see as many people as want to come out and take a look at the guns they have for sale there, as well as the ammo. And by the way, they've got the largest collection of antique guns of any of the gun shows. You'll find guns, black powder guns from the Civil War, from the Revolutionary War, from the Spanish-American War. You'll also find the older weapons from World War One and World War Two, the Spanish-American War, I think I said that, and the Vietnam War, as well as more modern weapons there, too. They got something for everybody there. And by the way, there's always something for the kids to do, too, so when you get there. And they'll also have concealed carry classes. If you want to get your concealed carry permit, they will have a concealed carry class for you. So that's all there. It's all available at the Two Guys Gun Show. It's going to be at Robarts Arena. That's Robarts Arena at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds in Sarasota, which is right there at Fruitville and Tuttle, right there on the south side of Fruitville. You'll see it when you pull up there, the big parking lot. Just pull on in there. Come on in. We'll be there Saturday from 9 to 3. The gun show goes 2 days, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 5. So stop by and say howdy howdy to me and the lovely Susie Q, and we'll have all kinds of free stuff to give to you while we're there. And love to shake your hand, take a picture with you, or whatever it is you want to do. We did that over the weekend, by the way, at Moss Nissan, and had a lot of happy, happy people that showed up for that. And three very happy new car owners went out of there, too, listeners of ours. And we thank you very much for supporting our sponsor. But then again, they gave you a whale of a deal, and you told them the captain sent you, so that helped out, too. All right, coming right back, right after the top of the hour news, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Merry Christmas, everybody. I'll see you all on the flip side. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.